When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 836. We All Fail by Ross Enamite of RossTraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, a quick reminder, we do book giveaways to random people on our weekly newsletter email list on the first of the month, which is tomorrow, if you can believe it. So if you want to be a part of that for free, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email. But for now, let's keep this intro nice and short, and let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. We All Fail by Ross Enamite of RossTraining.com. No matter how strong you are, you aren't stronger than you are. There will always be an exercise or weight that is beyond even the strongest man or woman's ability. Anyone who has ever lifted any meaningful weight has failed. The strongest person you know has failed. We all have failed. No one is ever too good to fail. Oftentimes, we must fail in order to succeed. The greatest athletes you've ever seen have failed and will fail again. And while these words may sound depressing right now, the opposite is actually true. A bad day in the gym does not signify that something is wrong. It simply reaffirms that you are human. Unfortunately, many young athletes have been fooled to believe otherwise. They falsely assume that success brings with it immunity to failure. I hear from these athletes regularly. They write to me out of frustration whenever they miss a lift or have a bad day in the gym. Just last night, I received an email from an aspiring athlete who asked the following, quote, "Ross, I am trying to reach your level, but I occasionally have a bad day in the gym. What did you used to do when you had bad days? Did you push through it or train something else?" End quote. This question was asked with a built-in assumption that I no longer have bad days. I receive questions like this all the time. These athletes believe that something is wrong if they aren't hitting personal bests every time they step in the gym. It doesn't work that way. Let me remind you again, we all fail. The ambitious often fail more than anyone else. I certainly do. I'm very passionate about my training and always want more. Whatever I can lift, I want to lift more. Whatever I can do, I want to do more. If I'm not willing to go too far on occasion, I won't know how far I can go. Earlier this week, I posted a video to Instagram of me performing dips with 225 pounds. After posting the clip, I received several positive comments. A few people even suggested it looked easy. They don't realize that I viewed that set as a failure. Instagram only follows for 15-second videos, so no one saw what happened next. I had my heart set on hitting 5 reps. I failed on the 5th. I'm lucky the video cut off so no one could hear me afterward. I may have contended with C.T. Fletcher for the most F-bombs in a minute. Fortunately, I am experienced enough to know that failure isn't fatal. It's part of the process. Anyone who knows how much they can lift also knows an amount that they can't. It comes with the territory. I know I am close. Sure, I'll get pissed off when I'm caught up in the moment, but it only takes a few minutes to get over it. It was sometime last year that I did my first dip with 225 pounds. I was so excited when it happened. I had my eyes set on 225 for months. I'd made several attempts before and had always come up short. When I finally hit my first rep, I knew I had won. My previous failures were stepping stones. They were an integral part of the process. They were always there to let me know where I stood. Without an attempt, I wouldn't have known. Now that I am working towards 5 reps, my experience has been almost identical. I don't fail all the time, as I certainly don't set out to fail. It happens, though. It's part of the process. When I filmed the video I mentioned, I thought I had it in me. That's why I tried. I was wrong. It wasn't the first time, and it won't be the last. If you are a young athlete, please heed this advice. You will never be too good for a bad day. It happens to the best of the best. We all have bad days. I have been in training camps with some of the best fighters in the world, and even they have an occasional off day. They don't panic, though, because they understand it comes with the territory. In summary, please don't misconstrue the message. I am not suggesting that you set out to fail. I don't plan it in advance. I am ambitious, however, so there are times when I need to know what I can do. There is no formula in the world that is as accurate as trying. If I want to know what I can lift, I don't reach for a calculator. I reach for the weights. If an occasional bad day pops up out of nowhere, I don't lose sleep over it. I hop back on the saddle and come back the next day. As I've said many times before, real strength requires an investment in time. There are no shortcuts. A few weeks or months is a blink of an eye. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a lift or have a bad day. We are all human. Bad days are a part of life. Don't ever assume you are too good for them. Instead, stare them in the eye and keep on working. Consistent, diligent work is the best formula you'll ever find for success. It isn't easy, though, and you will fail. Accept it, deal with it, and keep on grinding. Quote, "There is no failure, except in no longer trying." Albert Hubbard. You just listened to the post titled, "We All Fail," by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There are so many wonderful quotes from Ross that I just read to you. When he said, "I don't set out to fail, but it's part of the process." When he said, "Consistent, diligent work is the best formula you'll ever find for success." Those are all so very true and things that I feel very strongly about. People often assume that my life had one straight path and I never deviated from that path. I went to school, graduated from school, became a faculty member, started a podcast, and here I am. Nope, it wasn't like that at all. I wasn't always into health, nutrition, fitness, wellness. I got diagnosed with a chronic disease, but that still didn't get me interested in health, nutrition, wellness, and fitness. I worked in payroll for 3 years, then went back to school, then got my advanced degrees. I almost got kicked out of school for having poor grades and had to fight my way back in. When I knew I wanted to teach, I got rejected by at least 40 different higher-level institutions before someone finally took a chance on me. So we can use Ross's advice for anything. If you're trying to change your diet, if you're trying to change your body, if you're trying to change your life, all of these rules still apply. So as Ross said, Failure is part of life. Accept it, deal with it, and keep on grinding. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.